Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover
I'm not going to put that much effort into it.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Oh man. Halloween is here, my
supporter
friend.
Supporter of the podcast. Yeah, bro.
Halloween, baby. We are here. We are like less than 2 to 3 days away.
You spooky motherfucker.
Yeah, man. It's me.
Are all the kids' costumes done?
Dude, do you want to see? Yes, we are. The axe's got its silver on the handle.
Handle shape, like, to be honest with you, bro. I mean, the handle shape is fire, man.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, it looks great. I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Is the handle silver?
Yeah. Oh, you can't see it? It's a glare.
Kind of glary. Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
It's totally silver
now.
It's
the Tin Man.
Yeah.
My kids always pick to be the villains in anything. like your kids are like, let's do the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, it's so great. This is gonna be so much fun. Yay! And, you know, Frankie's like, I'll be the Tin Man. You know, and my kids are like, I want to be the scariest, most horrible villain I could possibly be. Raising savages, bro.
Yeah. Are you ready to go? Did you get your full your Bane? Did you finish your Bane mask?
Not yet.
Not yet. Dude, you got days. You don't got weeks. You got days. You're down to hours.
I pretty much am. I still haven't finished Ellie's thing. We got one more like painting session we're gonna do, and that's where I'm gonna touch up the Bane mask, and I have some ideas on how to finish my Bane costume. So that should be good, you know. And I think I'm ready. I will be ready. And traditionally, my wife has done nothing. She's not at all. Even though I picked out like a whole costume for her, right? And the whole thing was like, I don't know, $30. You know, I got the wig, right? I got some fake vines and I got some green tights. And I'm like, you can wear a sweater, right? You don't have to wear it like a sweatshirt. I'm like, just put this on and tell everyone you're Poison Ivy. She was like, we'll see.
Well, it wasn't a no, so that's a plus.
Dude, you know, I'm fully expecting, like, the night before, she's going to be like, oh, yeah, I got to go take care of my Halloween. Like, she likes to do her, it'll be fine. She likes to do whatever she's going to do for Halloween in, like, the last 5 minutes.
What's the percentage of times she hasn't dressed up? I mean, is it, or 50. Does she, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Bubs is gonna win Halloween again, though. I'm just telling you right now.
Like, he looks good. Yeah, that costume that you took a picture of the other day that he was wearing looked great.
Oh, but I've seen him like fully riddlered up, and dude, he's going to slay it again. You know, this kid's costumes. Like, I thought his last year's costume was the best costume I'd seen that year. Obviously, I'm a little biased. But but this year, I'm like, dude, he's gonna have like a movie like the child of an actor level costume, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so
it looks slick, dude. It looks slick. The cane turned out awesome. The suit looks killer.
I'm very excited for him. And I came up with an idea how I could make the question marks for his Riddler hat. Because, like, I'd screwed up one of my prints, and it was just one layer, right? And it was, like, paper almost.
Oh, I saw that post. Or that
so story. I'm going to print some question marks in one layer of filament, right?
And then glue them onto the hat or something?
And then just, yeah, like, glue them onto that. So
Starbond that shit.
It'll color match his scepter. So this kid is crushing it.
Yeah, man. Know? And I saw I called you, interrupted your painting session with Ellie this week.
Hers is looking fire.
Yeah.
Though there's a few elements of her costume that I am not a part of. Like her hairspray situation, like in some other like makeup related things that I'm relying on her and her mother to take care of. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Is it hard for you to relinquish that control or what?
It's extremely hard, you know, like for this kind of thing. Cause like, you know, with my wife, you know, if it's something that's my thing, she completely puts like, she's not going to put a lot of effort in.
Be close enough.
She's going to be like, well, this is your thing. This isn't my thing.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But that doesn't go, that's not a two-way street. When I can't use that both ways. I can't say something is her thing and not my thing. It's either our thing or my thing. That's really the way it goes.
Those garden boxes in the backyard, those were definitely your thing.
Our thing. Those are our thing.
Our thing, yeah.
Yes. Yes. You know. Yeah. And any of her project ideas, our thing.
Oh, you that's know. So funny, man. Well,
yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you guys are okay. Getting.
Yeah, she brings a lot to the table. I'm not complaining. I love her. So.
There's plenty. Yeah.
Which she kills me and then goes back to listen to these podcasts just to see what the fuck I was talking about. You know, I want her to know how much I really care.
You really think she's going to take the time to listen to these after you're dead? She's not listening to them now. She's definitely not going to listen to them after she kills you.
Ellie might, though. Ellie might, and then she'll be like, Mom, you know, Dad was really kind to you in those podcasts.
There you go. That's all you can hope for.
She'd be like, shut up, grab the shovel. We still got to get rid of the rest of them.
Man. Well, I'm excited about Halloween, man. We're so close, dude. And the weather here is being awesome. Like, we are in, like, the 60s.
He's a dick.
What are you guys at right now?
Dude, like, Halloween for us is always cold and rainy, man. It's already let's see what Apple Weather says, because Apple bought cold. My fucking
cold is all right. Ads. You want cold, but
I mean you want
rainy.
You want mildly cold. Oh wait, Halloween's on Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yes, it's gonna be 40 degrees. With a low of 29. Cool.
Damn, that's cold.
Is that the cold you were hoping for, Ben?
That's a little cold. I mean, that's still cold.
It kind of sucks because that means that kids are going to have coats over their costumes. There's no way fucking Bubs is going to be rolling around in his full-blown Riddler costume with when it's 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer, I guess. I don't think about that type of stuff out here. We don't have to deal with that.
At least it's not raining in 40. That's the worst. So, but we're having a block party that day, and the band already canceled on us because of the temperature.
Ah,
they're like, we're not playing in 40. Fuck you guys. Like, for not a lot of money.
So, do you get on the wheels of steel then, and start DJing for the weekend, or is it just an iPad?
I'm not going to put that much effort into it. I have my thing, okay? And my name, like, because, like, what ends up happening with these things is Jackie and I put in a shit ton of effort, and all our other neighbors are like, you guys did such a great job. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. I'm like, well, if you fucking appreciate it, you'd pay for everything, right? Or if you appreciate it, like, you'd ask to volunteer to help out a little bit, right? Like, we're giving up a lot of time and energy over this.
Yeah,
like to try to make something fun for our block, you know. And some of the neighbors are helpful, but, you know, some of them are just like, well, it's not really my thing. So, but then the day of, they're like, this is my thing. I'm like,
of course it's their thing on the day of.
Yeah, I'm like, it's fucking the reason I miss Elvis, dude. I would fucking like park in front of their house and let them take a hot steamer right in the front of their yard, dude. But Grayson's just not that impactful when it comes to that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, dude, speaking of Grayson, though, dude, I've been texting back and forth with Roy from Vintage Axeworks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you know we have the same dog.
Yeah, you both have the Basenjis. Yeah.
But what I didn't realize, dude, is I don't think his is really a Basenji. I think he thinks it is, but I don't think it really is.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah, because like 99% of Basenjis are the exact same dog, right? They're 25 pounds, okay? They're the same height. They're going to look a little bit different, right? And they're going to have different coloring. But basically, it's like every one of them is like a Ford Festiva, right? And they come with slightly different options, okay? Yeah. But fucking Roy's Basenji, okay, is like a Ford Transit van, okay, posing as a Ford Fiesta, and his is like completely tacticaled out. Like his Basenji is 40 pounds, okay?
Oh.
And looks like it ate a Rottweiler at a young age. I mean, I don't know why his Basenji looks like the way it does, but the thing is ridiculous, man. And he'll like send me pictures of the dog. We go back and forth. I'm like, here's my prissy little angel. You know, I love my little angel dog. And he's like, here's mine. And it looks like he's fucking in a prison yard. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Roy. The fuck is wrong with your dog, man?
You gotta get the dog fighting out there in Kentucky or wherever the hell he's from, man. Maybe he's doing a little a little gambling on the side with his Basenji. Did he get the same model as you? I mean, are there other things that he doesn't have, like the different options that have the howling option on his?
It's the prison edition is what it is. like prison mercenary, right? It's like that. You know, it's like his dog spent a little time in prison, but then they realized he was so tough that, he would make a good mercenary, right? So they brought him out of prison to be a mercenary. That's Roy's Basenji.
Oh, he's Rambo. He's Rambo.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a little PTSD, maybe. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that dog.
I love that. Anyways, go on. I was going to go on a Rambo fucking...
No, go Rambo, bro. I looked at my shit list today to sit for the podcast, and there's one thing on it, right?
And well, I have a trivia. I have a quiz today, a Halloween quiz for you. So
fuck yeah. Now we're talking. Well, let me just tell you the one thing I have on my list.
Okay.
Because this is going to be short. Dude, I've heard Bubs twice now. Look at one of his friends who's also the same age as him and go, hey, you want to sit on the couch and relax for a little bit?
that's such an old man thing to do, dude.
Like, dude, I'm pushing 50 here, okay? And like even when I'm in social settings and I want to sit down and relax on the couch, and my friends who are all in their 40s are all sitting there thinking the same thing, nobody has the balls to say like, hey, you want to sit and chill on the couch? Like we could still drink and party, but like we could be comfortable too. Is anybody interested in it? We're like we're all playing fucking back pain chicken, right?
I love it, dude. He's a confident man.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you want to chill on the couch? And then, like, his friends 100% of the time are like, no. Like, no, I want to play. And Bubs is like, oh, well, okay. Like, you sure? It's a good couch. Like, can I show it to you? I'm like, fucking shit, man. Fucking kid, dude.
I love it. He's just an old man already. He's just like... Dude,
I don't get it, man. Like I see other seven-year-olds, and they're fucking... playing around and like, you know, wanting to do sports and, you know, do normal. My kid's like, fucking, I want to sit on the couch. Like
Frankie's kind of a sitter on the couch kind of guy too. Like if he's got his iPad or he's got, you know, something to do, if he's focused in on something, he'll just sit there. But, he does have a little bit of that 8-year-old wildness to him. You know, I don't think he's not quite at that same level, but he does enjoy sitting on a couch every once in a while. That's funny, man. That is too funny. All right.
That was everything I had on my shit list today. Everything else today is just going to be improv'd out. So,
well, let's start with this Halloween trivia.
All right. Let's do this.
Yeah. Here we go. 50. We won't go through all 50, obviously. But this, I'm gonna kind of pick through which ones I think are funny. I got 50 Halloween trivia questions for adults.
Ooh.
Starting with, where does the term jack-o'-lantern come from?
Term jack-o'-lantern. I would say it came from the Headless Horseman, right? Something related to the Headless Horseman, where he, because I know he had the pumpkin head, right?
Yeah,
that, maybe his name was Jack. I don't
know. Yeah, well, there's the actual term is from an Irish folktale about a cheap man named Stingy Jack, who made a deal with the devil, apparently. But yeah, Stingy Jack. That's where that came from.
Irish come up with paganism too. I feel like the Irish, like in terms of like medieval history, like the Irish were up to some really weird shit.
Yeah. Here's a question for Grant and you. Where is the world's longest haunted house? I wonder if Grant would know that.
World's longest haunted house.
He probably does know this because I think it's in his state.
It's in Iowa?
Oh, he's in Iowa? I thought you said he was in Ohio. He's in Iowa. No. Oh, okay.
Like psychopaths are in Ohio. Sorry, Kyle. You're a psychopath, buddy. I know Kyle's like sitting there listening to this right now, and he was like, "Motherfucker, I'm in Ohio." And I'm like, I don't fucking care, Kyle. I love you, but fuck that.
Him and Annette, bunch of psychopaths.
Oh, yeah. She is definitely a psycho. I love
her. For sure.
She's my bestie, but she's psycho.
A tool psycho. The haunted cave in Lewisburg, Ohio, is a whopping 3,564 feet long, located 80 feet underground.
Holy bullshit! It was already fucking there, and they just made it into a fucking haunted cave. Like they didn't build that thing.
Yeah,
it feels like, though it is smart to make a cave into a haunted house because caves are already creepy.
Yeah. Have you updated your iPhone to the 17.1?
That's
not a quiz question. That was just curious because all these new sounds that are coming off the like updates and stuff, they're all like the little pop-up like little sounds and stuff. They're all different now. It's tripping me out. Okay.
Ben and his newfangled iPhone, it's making all these new sounds. I don't know what to do. What does this mean anymore? Is it a text or is it a voicemail? I don't know. I'm just not going to respond to anyone anymore.
When did I become the old man of the podcast? I don't get it.
When you fucking said you didn't trust the cloud, man, fucking like everyone's like, what the fuck? Like
everybody else knows what the cloud is about or knows how the cloud works. Nobody knows. They were just told it's the cloud.
I bet you don't trust electric vehicles. What if they run out of batteries?
Hey, you ever been in an electric vehicle that ran out of batteries?
No. It's not a thing. Though I did see a TikTok of some dude getting his Tesla charged by a guy with a generator in the back of his van. I thought that was funny.
Here we go.
Conroy.
How many pounds of candy corn are produced each year? This is a good one. You always ask me number questions. I'm trying to get you with a number.
I'm gonna say 10 million.
You're way off. A whopping 35 million pounds of candy corn is
fucking
made.
Lord.
About 9 billion pieces of candy corn.
Is that in the United States or worldwide?
It just says made every year, so it doesn't specify if it's.
I wonder if people eat candy corn in like other countries.
It must
like
be
candy corn thing. Because if it's not, all right, and there's 30 million, I know there's like 300 in 30 million Americans, right?
Yeah.
So like
35 million pounds. That's not, 330 million, only 35 million pounds of candy corns are made. So, no, yeah, that's not
That's like everybody in the United States eating a couple candy corns. So, that makes sense.
I mean, our household right here holds down quite a bit of those. We crush the candy corn Oh, yeah, bro. We go through bags of it.
Dude, you know what I've seen some people do recently? Is they make a Halloween haunted gingerbread house. And they use like candy corns and shit. Like, yeah, you need to tell Deb she should make a Halloween gingerbread house because I know she would fucking be on that shit.
That seems like such a no-brainer. I don't know why that's not a tradition. I mean, candy and gingerbread houses go hand in hand. It seems like Halloween.
Right?
Yeah, it seems like it's a no-brainer.
Like you can dye the gingerbread black and it'll like make it look all spooky.
Yeah. I'm in. Let's see here. What's next? How much did Americans spend on Halloween? Oh, this is must be a few. This thing must be a few years old. How much did they spend on Halloween in 2019? I'm just curious.
Well, 2019 was pre-COVID, right?
Pre-COVID.
Okay. So how much did they spend on Halloween? Is this like costumes and everything? Does it give you any more specifics?
No, it just says how much did Americans spend on Halloween?
$1 billion?
$2.6 billion.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I spent fucking probably $500 some years. I'm at least $300 in Halloween. If you were to rank the cost of every holiday.
Well, Christmas always wins.
Christmas is designed to win.
Yeah.
But of the other ones, right?
It's got to be
Halloween. Halloween or 4th of July.
Thanksgiving.
Or rich people, St. Patrick's Day is going to be the big one.
Oh, the alcohol bill, yeah. Well, Cinco de Mayo, the drinking ones might be the ones. Yeah, Cinco de Mayo and St. Patty's Day. Halloween, I would say.
Funny thing is that Mexicans don't really celebrate Cinco de Mayo like Americans do.
It's just us crazy Americans. We're like just an excuse to get drunk on a Tuesday in May. You know what I mean? Like,
don't fuck with Mexican Independence Day or Puerto Rican Day. Holy shit. Those fucking days, flags on cars and everyone lit the fuck up.
Yeah. Americans are just like any like opportunity to drink and get drunk. They're like, oh yeah, we'll celebrate that holiday. Shit. Yeah. Bring that shit on. They'll figure out a way to drink on Arbor Day. Oh man.
How would you think Grant and his brother spent on Halloween this year?
Oh dude, that's insane. I mean, did you see the final product? Like,
I've seen his videos recently where he was like trying to make silicone molds of pumpkins and shit. I was like, bro, it just doesn't end. I think he's been working on this since this summer.
No, he has. He's been working on it forever, bro. Like, I seem like his account just went straight at, like a couple months ago, just went straight to that. That's all he was talking about. It's so funny.
It's so impressive.
Oh, it is super impressive. The next question on the list was only one holiday surpasses Halloween or the annual consumer sales. What is it? We just talked about that. Why are black cats associated with Halloween?
Racism. I don't know.
The Puritans associated black cats with witchcraft, leading the onyx-colored felines associated with Halloween. In many other cultures, black cats are actually signs of good luck.
Yeah.
We fucked it up. Americans were like, nope, that shit's bad luck.
Dude, the laundry list of things Americans have fucked up is just never ends. Let's just start with math, okay? The whole measuring things. What the fuck? Imperial measurement, you assholes.
I just heard a whole podcast talking about that whole thing, how we were just like, fuck it. We're just going to be rebels. We're just going to do it our way. We're not going to listen to anybody else. You know, like we were supposed to adopt it like way back in the day. And we just decided to say, fuck you. And just did our own thing.
That's a problem in the United States, man. It's a country filled with rebels that never fucking grow up.
Yeah, like exactly. Exactly.
They're too stupid to fucking not be rebels. Come on, fucking work together, people.
When was the term trick or treat invented?
In the 70s, right? When prostitutes were running rampant, right? And they're like, hey, sugar, give me a treat or I'll trick you. Or give me a treat and I'll give you a trick. I'll trick for you. You know, something like that. Am I right? Like they're providing tricks. And then the Johns were providing the treat, which is the cash. Did I get that right?
It was actually founded by UNICEF in the 1950s.
I was close.
You were close. How funny.
Why don't you give me some easy ones and I'll give you wrong answers only.
What was the original name for candy corn?
Witch's teeth.
It was actually called chicken feed. I don't know. I guess that's what they call it. Oh, that's funny. What the fuck? What did Scottish women hang? Wait. What did Scottish women hang to see their future husbands on Halloween? Some of these are really weird.
What did they hang to see their future husbands? So, like, we're talking about like a single Scottish woman would hang something
on like around Halloween. They would hang something.
Okay. All right. I think I got this
in front of a fire. I'll give you that much.
Okay. All right. It was full bottles of Jameson.
Jameson back then.
They would just hang bottles of Jameson and they would see if dudes would show up. Right? Yeah. And like, hey, I got one. You're my husband now. You touched my JMO. So we're good.
Fishing
for my first tater babies. Let's go.
Fishing for Scottish husbands.
Or smelt. I don't know. What was the answer?
A wet sheet in front of the fire. I don't know. Somebody, like I said,
steamy. steamy.
What famous magician died on Halloween? There's only like
Houdini?
Few famous.
Houdini? Yes,
Houdini died on Halloween. There you go.
I know he like fucking. I don't know. Like he essentially killed himself doing a trick, right? He fucking drowned or something.
Wrong answers only. Why did some women throw apple peels behind them on Halloween?
Oh, this, why did apple they throw apple peels behind them for Halloween? This is easy, man. It's because, you know, back in the 20s, right, women wanted to do the Pied Piper book got real popular, right?
Yeah, but
they didn't want rats and shit like that. So
oh,
they threw apple peels behind them because they wanted like squirrels and shit to follow them.
That makes sense.
They thought squirrels were better than rats, which is not true.
Strange. Most of these are tied.
Tree rats.
It's all about women finding men for some reason because they believed it would land in the shape of the first letter of their future husband's name. It's like back in the day, it was all about like these. I mean, that was all life was, right? You lived, you got married, you had kids, and you died, right? So like all these things are just about women finding husbands.
I love these like fucking like weird old superstition shit, right?
Yeah.
Because like I can't wait till we're older than we already are old. And people are like, oh, your guy's superstition was like you used to fucking hold the antennas up on a TV because you thought you'd get better reception.
Yeah.
Like, no, you just made yourself an antenna, which is the same thing. But.
When was Halloween thought to be originated?
Well, Halloween was thought to be originated, let's say 500 BC by pagan ritualists who were sacrificing goats for Satan. How about that?
They must have left most of that part off, but it wasn't the BCs, but it was 4000 BC.
Oh.
Which you were close.
Croissants.
Before croissants,
there was no bagels before. I wonder what came out first, the bagel or the croissant. That's the kind of shit I want to Google.
There's got to be
was
croissant,
the
croissants. No, we already found out bagels were like have been around forever. Remember, we already Googled that.
Whoa. Okay.
We need to put more effort into this podcast. The last 2 weeks, we've just been Googling things. Okay.
What do you think is older? What do you think is older, the bagel or the croissant?
Well, I think the bagel. I think we've figured this out before.
It's just math.
I'm going bagel.
Yep.
It's simpler.
Around the 1200s is when the bagel was invented, where the croissant was. Well, it's the 13th century. Is when the croissant was invented. I don't know when the 13th century is like the 1200s as well.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so roughly. I mean, there's not a whole lot to a bagel or a croissant. So
croissant
probably...
is also a very hard word to spell.
Yes. And say, too. Some people say croissant, and some people say croissant.
Yeah, well, neither of us are French. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's no easy answer to this, so I'm not even going to keep looking. All right, let's keep going with this Halloween thing. This is fun.
All right. Oh, shoot. Load. All right, here we go. What is the
said.
When was the Halloween first celebrated in the United States?
Well, the United States has been around for like 250 years, right? So this is the U.S., right?
Yeah. United States.
Okay, so like we're talking, you know, say 150 years ago. No, wait, no.
So that would be 18.
No, I'm going to say it's not that old. I'm going to say it was like 100 years ago. It's like the 20s.
It's actually 1840. And wow.
I was closer the first time.
Yeah, you were. That's why I was trying to get you there. It's when the it's there was a flood of the Irish, dude. They're the ones who started this, apparently. There was a flood of Irish immigrants fleeing the potato famine in the 1940s, and that's what they brought it with them. Along with syphilis and everything else they brought with them.
I mean, they were a party, man. You could not deny how much amounts they brought to the table.
Disease.
You know, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah, the Irish.
They're still mixing shit up.
We were a great addition to this country.
Yeah. And rage. I mean, you got the rage. So
and we brought drinking. Where was the first citywide Halloween celebration in the United States?
San Francisco.
Come on. 1840, San Francisco wasn't around in
1840, Philly. Fucking Philly.
Minnesota. Anoka, am I saying that right? A-N-O-K-A, Anoka, Minnesota?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see, what else we got here? What was used before pumpkins to make jack-o'-lanterns?
Oh, human heads.
Think about where it started. The Irish.
Oh, potatoes?
Potatoes and turnips were the first jack-o'-lanterns. And then they found out that pumpkins were easier to carve. So they went with that.
How many potatoes do you think they went through before they were sitting there like, let's try that pumpkin instead?
Probably a lot. I mean, they probably were, this is hard to hollow out this potato. There's not much left of it after we hollow it out. They also used, in England, they used large beets to do it before.
No, I got questions.
What? Oh, where did the real Ichabod Crane live?
Detroit.
Don't overthink it.
Oh, Philadelphia.
You know, he actually was Sleepy Hollow. Wait.
Yeah, isn't it like?
Oh, not Sleepy Hollow, New York, but Staten Island, New York, is where he's actually from. Sorry, I misread that.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
When was the pumpkin spice latte invented?
Oh, well, that was like 19. When did Starbucks start? 92?
Let me see. When?
1990.
How old is Starbucks, right? How old is Starbucks? 52 years old is how old Starbucks is.
So 80s. It opened in the 80s. Okay. That was close.
Wow, so that's a long time.
86? I mean,
the 52 is in the 70s, bro.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My math is off. 70s.
It's fine.
I'm not even 50 yet. How could it be in the 80s? I'm an idiot.
And you're the one people are calling old on this podcast. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it was 1971 is when it was. But when did the pumpkin spice latte come out?
Well, then so Starbucks started in that long ago? Jeez, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Well, then 80s, 82.
Nah, bro. 2003.
I was going to go in the 2000s, but I was trying to think it's been around longer.
It was after Y2K. They discovered that a combination of pie spices such as cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove with steamed milk created a well-balanced, creamy profile flavor. In the fall of 2003, the latte launched. Wait, that's the latte. That was not the pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, that was just the latte?
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, that was the pumpkin spice latte. So 100 stores across Washington, D.C. and Vancouver, Canada. So,
jeez,
some people live and die by that pumpkin shit.
Dude, I cannot stand pumpkin drinks.
Do you have a seasonal thing in your life, right? That like you wait all year long, like to come out, like maybe like the McRib, right? Or
I used to, and I'm so disappointed because it's not the same anymore. But the Shamrock Shake. McDonald's, it used to be amazing, but now back when they actually used to do the individual shake thing, now they all have those machines where everything's smashed together and they just push the buttons and the different flavors come out and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and those machines have ruined the flavor of things. Same with those Coke Zero, those Coke machines. Like I will specifically go to a restaurant that I know has individual Coke, you know, the individual like soda machine like still things, because those mixing machines, those like 100 flavor mix, they never taste the same. They never taste like Coke. They never taste like anything you actually they've all now molded into this one flavor that kind of tastes like Coke, but it also kind of tastes like Sprite and kind of tastes like it's never the same. I really do sound like an old fucking man. Jesus Christ.
Well, I know the reason why they don't taste the same.
Right. Tell me why. Well, it's because it's all mixed now.
Because
right?
My godfather, okay, was in the soda fountain business, right?
Soda fountain. So, that's the damn word I was trying to fucking say. I couldn't think of it.
I mean, you were probably thinking malt machine. I don't know. You're old. So, so the deal is, right, is that like the syrups aren't that different, right? It's all like, you know, like the syrup is like every Coke place that sells Cokes has the same exact syrup.
Except McDonald's.
Nope. It's the same, right? It's okay. How they blend. It's the head. Well, yeah. Cause it's the head of the, where the soda comes out is where it blends the carbonated liquid with the syrup. And then that's where the secret sauce is. Right. So with McDonald's, they've engineered that thing. I think they have a little bit heavier on the syrup side, right?
Yeah, they have their own. They have their own formula,
right? So and like how it's proportioned out. That's why sometimes it's all fucked up, right? But yeah. What's different about that Coke machine, right, is that Coke machine has the same head in it that. Soda head, and it's in all these different places, but it's still the same head. It's not like this is McDonald's version of it, right? Yeah. So that's why a Coke out of one of those things will never taste like a Coke out of the McDonald's thing. So well, like in how they do it with their whole system is proprietary to McDonald's.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But those machines, those 100 flavor machines, those things suck, dude. They're the worst. Like, I hate them so much. Nothing
else. Also, how you distribute, like a root beer syrup and, like, a regular Coca-Cola syrup and a Sprite are all different. So they've basically taken and trying to find, like, the universal fucking drill bit.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, dude. They've ruined it. I'm not bullshitting. I specifically go to certain restaurants for that reason. I know that I'm a freak about that, but they just don't taste the same. So it's the same thing. Shamrock Shake. It used to be awesome. It used to have this certain flavor that was just like but now it's like it doesn't taste the same. It doesn't have the same flavor. So yeah, I'm really I don't get them anymore, but that was my one thing.
So do you hand write letters to companies still telling them how disappointed you are in them? Or do you just email them like everybody else?
What is this fancy email I keep hearing about?
Don't do them, Ben. It's a mistake.
No, man, but it is silly that everybody's so concerned about like making things easier and like let's you know, slam it all together and like, but dude, come on, man, you ruin shit that way. Things have been good for a reason. I understand the whole cost effectiveness and all that shit, but yeah, they ruined it.
Yeah, they just fix the education system. You know, people won't be too stupid to fucking figure out how to make Shamrock Shake correctly.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have a thing? Do you have a holiday thing?
Oh, man, you know,
or anything, I guess. But
yeah, I do. So the coffee place that I go to, right, has seasonal coffee blends, like their beans that they roast, and. It's the place I go. It's coffee and weed themed, right? So it's get roasted, stay high is their slogan.
Oh, I like that.
And it's this coffee called Dark Matter. And around the holidays, they always come out with two coffee blends that I always get excited to buy. And one is the Hanukkah one, which is Chronica, right? So they basically have like a picture of like eight joints, like all smoking on a menorah, right? It's great. And then the other one is Old Dank Nick, right?
I like
that. Yeah, and the weed smoking Santa is delicious. Weed smoking Santa is a good fucking coffee blend.
We collect Santas here at our house, Christmas. We have a bunch of them. And my favorite one is his hippie Santa. He's awesome, dude. I'll take a picture and put it in a thread when it comes around to Christmas. But he's sitting there, he's got the beads on, the glasses, the little square glasses, he's got a thing in his hand, like a joint or whatever. And he's the best. He's my favorite Santa.
Speaking of Christmas, right? Of course we're talking about Christmas, eh? dude, I'm at the kitchen table the other day, okay? And Ellie leans into me. She goes, "I know your secrets, Dad." Right? And I'm like, "Here we fucking go. What's it going to be this time?" Right? She's like, and I look at her, I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about." Right? And she's like, "I know your secrets, Dad." I'm like, "What fucking secrets do you think you know?" Right? And she goes, "Santa Claus isn't real."
You told me this story.
And the Tooth Fairy? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah. We talked about this
podcast. I gotta fucking start listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you told me this a couple weeks ago.
God damn it. She still brings it up, and she's like, "So, does this mean I don't get presents from Santa anymore? Because I'd still like to get presents from Santa."
She's still hedging her bets. She's like, "I know I don't know about it, but I think I should still get the presents." Yeah.
And I'm like, "Well, are you going to tell your brother Santa doesn't exist? Because if nobody believes Santa doesn't exist anymore, then I don't have to fucking do shit." And then she just looked at me. She was like, "He ain't going to hear it from me." like there's nothing that brings her more joy than knowing something her brother doesn't.
Yeah. Do you do any special food for Halloween? Do you guys do any food related anything? I mean, because we do here at the house, you know that this is the year of the pumpkin bread at my house. And I scored early this year because the other day Debbie came home and I had done like a bunch of shit around the house that she wasn't expecting me to do. And I had to work that night. And when I got home from work, there was pumpkin bread. And I was like, "Oh my God." It's like 2 weeks before Halloween. Usually I don't get it to at least Halloween or a little after, because it kind of spans the gap between Halloween and Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? The pumpkin bread. But I got it early because I was a good boy. So do you have anything like that? Anything?
I wish, bro.
Nothing? Really?
I wish. Yes, I wish. No, I don't get shit, man.
You need to think of a Halloween food thing, dude. I mean, that's got to be something you... I know candy, but candy schmandy.
I know I'm cooking three slabs of ribs tomorrow.
Halloween ribs. All right.
These ribs are so good. They're spooky. The dead carcass of a haunted pig.
There you go. There you go.
My mother-in-law asked me to asked me to make ribs for the family dinner. And I told Jackie, and she was shocked. She's like, wait. She's like, my dad makes great ribs. Why is my mom going to you to get ribs for the family dinner, not my dad? And then I had to remind her that we had a family rib cook-off one year, right? And I won.
You smoked them?
Oh! Yeah. You were, oh, you I smoked the shit up. Yeah, dude. I wish you just had your drum kit right next to you. Where you
I should set up a snare and a cymbal right here.
Yeah, but I let her know. I'm like, it's because your mom wants the best ribs for, you know,
yeah.
the family dinner. This is why she went to me, not her dad. So.
does the whole family come to your house for
Halloween? No, not for Halloween. No, my wife's side of the family, they have a family dinner once a month. So,
oh, okay,
yeah. The holiday that we host is Thanksgiving. That's our jam.
Yeah. So I remember the year that Elvis ate all the fucking. All the desserts. I remember you called me that night. You were like, I can't believe what just happened.
Motherfucker. I love, I still miss that dog. And he fucking, like, he got his. Let's just say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he got so his. Funny. That motherfucker. So. So once Halloween's over, like, how soon will you transition into Thanksgiving?
Oh, I mean, it kind of just blends. You know what I mean? Like, the month, the next month, like, there's not a whole lot of difference here as far as, like, Debbie takes, she takes a few of the jack-o'-lantern decorations she has and just basically spins them around so the backside is a pumpkin. And there you go. There's the Thanksgiving decorations. And
why pumpkins are part of Halloween is because they were growing all these pumpkins for Thanksgiving. They're like, motherfucker, we're not going to need all these goddamn pumpkins for Thanksgiving. Like, what are we going to do with all these pumpkins? And be like, what we really need is like a holiday, like 3 weeks before, so we can get rid of most of these fucking pumpkins and we can save the ones we need for Halloween, for Thanksgiving. Right.
That's probably actually that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. people are dumb, but they are clever. That's one of the things we got going for us.
Other thing we do here is pumpkin seeds. Debbie, have you ever done pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Oh, okay. Debbie and the kids love them. I take them as they go. You know, the way she seasons them, they taste really good, but like, it's just like, it's not like a sunflower seed. Just sunflower seeds, you eat them and they're, you know, they kind of crush up into little things. Like, these things are almost like, you know, they're like pockets of air. So you like chew them and they're like, there's not a whole lot to them. I don't know. I don't really like them as much, but
yeah,
that's a big thing around here. So we bought an extra pumpkin this year just for the seeds. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We're getting excited, man. Cool. We're going to carve, you know, and yeah. Spooky.
When have you carved your pumpkins yet?
No. We do it day of. I told you that last week. We do them day of.
I found out this year. I don't think I'm gonna. Either the kids want me to go trick or treating with them.
Wait, they don't want you to? Oh, they're already outgrowing you? Damn, bro. Well, I mean,
my daughter was gone last year. Ellie was like, "Fuck you! I'm going with my girlfriends."
Oh, that's right.
I'm like, stick together. But this year, Bubs had like a really awkward. I'm like, yeah, buddy, we're going trick-or-treating, right?
He had to talk with you?
Yeah, he's like, I want to go with Teddy and his dad.
Oh, bro, this is a huge thing. We should have been talking about this. How are you feeling? This is a big moment.
I have mixed feelings about it because I do like walking around and hit my weed pen and watching him go house to house and stealing candies and shit from him. Like that's my tradition, you know? And last year when it was him and his buddy to Toby, and it was to Toby's first year of trick or treating.
Yeah.
Right. And he had never done trick or treating like this before. And to see how excited they were, like, man, that was really nice. But this year, like, I'm bummed, but also there's a lot of shit that's going on my block that I never get to participate in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So like I could do the adult stuff this year, right? So that's good, I guess. So yeah.
It's tough though, man. Like it's one of those moments. It's like one of those last time things. Like me and Debbie talk about that all the time, and it's like it's, I know I'm kind of bringing the podcast down at the end, but it's one of those things as an adult, it's one of those things as a parent that you start to, you realize over time that there's going to be lasts, you know what I mean? There's going to be lasts of things. And is, if this is your last trick or treating with your kids, if last year was your last, did you soak it in? Did you get enough? Like, are you okay?
If last year was my last year, okay. And I'm not going to count like when the kids couldn't walk more than a block, right?
Yeah.
Like for trick or treating.
Okay? No.
I would say, man, like I got 4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know?
Yeah.
That's four times I've got to go with them. And like to think that, like, that's it, right? Like I've heard some people say, like, you know, you only get 18 summers with your kids.
You wow, know? That's crazy to think about.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. like, and, mm-hmm. And of that, right. When they're like 16 to 18, they want nothing to do with you. Right.
Yeah.
They got lives now, you know, maybe before they're 16, cause they need you for transportation. Unless you're like where I live, where they can fucking get around other ways. You know, and then really it's, I think that the fun starts at about four with kids, you know, where it really starts to get exciting. And so, like, you're really talking about, you got, you know, 10 to 12 summers with your kids where it's family summer activities. and then they just grow up and then they don't want to tell you fucking shit and they don't want you to be part of their lives anymore. And then you're just stuck with your wife. Slowly hating each other for the rest of your lives.
You've been relegated to the bench is how I see it. You know what I mean? Like they're like, you know,
yeah,
we're done with you, Dad. You've done your part. I'm ready to move on.
I mean, like, how many more years is Bub's gonna want me to make swords for him?
I know. I do. I love that so much about your shop, though. Like, I love that relationship you and your son have in there. I'm jealous of it because Frankie's not.
Ninja Stars was the best thing, by the way.
Dude, that was so much. That Chuck and Duck.
Yeah. Ninja Stars were great.
That was fun.
Sad parenting. You know.
No, I know it's something that we all go through, bro. Like we all get to that point, and this is one of those, especially because you are so into Halloween with them. You know, like damn, man, like that must have been rough for. And I imagine it was hard for Bubs to have that conversation with you. You know what I mean? Like, because he knows, I mean, how much you love it.
Yeah, and then of course I'm the dad who's like, well, if you like the other parent more than you like me, that's fine. Like. You know, I get it. Like, they're probably make better costumes for their kids. And, like, they probably, you know, have funnier jokes. And he's like, no, he's not better, Dad. He, you know, just want to be with my friend. And, his, you know, his dad already said he's taking us.
Are you going to trail them? Are you going to let them kind of go? And, like, you stay, like, four houses behind, you know? And just kind of, are you just going to sit on the porch and do your thing?
I'm just going to fucking take a gigantic edible. And when these kids roll up and I'm fucking stoned out of my mind, I'm just going to be like, oh, great costume there, kid. And like horrible jokes. Oh, you know, are you Dorothy? Don't let the witch's house land on you. Oh, you're Spider-Man? Look out for Doc Ock. You know, I'm going to be that asshole this year.
Don't be that guy.
I mean, like, you know, slowly, I'm just slowly hating myself more and more every day. You know, that's it. I have for sure peaked. That's it. I thought before maybe I had. No, I did. I don't know when it was, but it happened.
Yeah, I just.
It was a low peak.
Yeah.
Wasn't anything at all exceptional.
It was a foothill.
That was, Hey, but that was the when I was the best version of me. Good job.
Oh man. All right, dude. Before we get out of here, did you by any chance get to see? I found some old Garbage Pail Kids. Do you remember Garbage Pail Kids?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just about to say that's how I know you're.
I do have one. I do have one thing, one movie for you to watch, which has one of the most outrageous fucking scenes in it. I just watched it last night. But go ahead.
No. I found these Garbage Pail Kids and I made them into a little art piece that I thought was hilarious. I thought it was awesome, right? Because it's so like, you know, it was from my childhood. Like
you didn't ruin
the cards.
You didn't ruin the cards, did you?
No. I just took them and like put a little piece of double sided tape on the back, like a little tiny piece, and then stuck it on this a backer, and then put it in a frame with glass over it, and I was all proud of it, and I thought it was like, this is awesome. You know, Debbie's going to love this. You know, it's from our childhood. You know, the kids are going to think this is hilarious. They're, you know, because they're fucking Garbage Pail Kids, right? They're funny.
Mm-hmm.
I made the thing. I took it, and I found a spot in our house, and I put it up on the wall. And, you know, I'm like, this is going to be great. After putting it on the wall, within like 5 minutes of putting it on the wall, both the kids came and saw it, looked at it, and were like, nope, we hate it. I was like, what? When did kids out? I mean, Garbage Pail Kids, like, I thought every kid loved Garbage Pail Kids, but my kids were just not having it.
I remember them, and I remember having some of them in a book, but I didn't, like, I don't know. I never really.
They're hilarious. They're really funny, and at least I thought they were. And
that's great.
Needless to say, it's in my garage now on the wall.
Yeah.
But it was something fun I made. Anyways, what were you going to ask me? You were going to ask me about something.
Dude, there's a movie, okay?
Oh, that's right.
That you have to watch, okay? And the movie is okay? But it's with Jennifer Lawrence. It just came out. It's on Netflix.
I saw the thing about it. And it's just a ripoff of, as soon as I read the caption, I'm going to tell you what I think. Go ahead. Or should I just tell you what I think?
Go ahead, without tell even me.
Without even seeing the movie, and I just read the description, it seems like a remake of Can't Buy Me Love. Is that, am I right or am I wrong?
Is it with an older person dating a younger person?
You don't remember Can't Buy Me Love, the movie from the 90s?
Not or really. 80s?
With Patrick Dempsey, and he's a nerd. He fucking the hot chick at the school. She wears an outfit of her mom's to a party and it gets ruined, and then she has to raise money to buy the outfit again for her mom. So she dates this kid, this nerd kid, and he becomes cool because of dating the popular. You don't remember that movie?
I do remember that. It's kind of like a little bit like that.
Okay, that's what it seemed like. I was like, damn.
But here's the thing, okay? Yeah. And I'm going to tell you about this, and it might spoil part of the movie, okay? But it might make you just want to go see the movie because it was so fucking holy shit, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I look at Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's an Academy Award-winning actress, right? And I was so excited that she was doing a funny movie again. It's one of the things I love about Charlize Theron, right? Yeah. Where like, even though she does serious shit, she comes out with some crazy shit every once in a while that she seems like she just wants to have some fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need to be taken seriously all the time.
Yeah.
So in the movie is basically Matthew Broderick and his wife hire Jennifer Lawrence to date and bring her their 18-year-old son out of his shell, right? And she's like 32.
It's nothing like that movie. Nothing like Can't Buy Me Love.
So
but I thought the description said something about him buying her she's dating him because he has to buy her a car or buy
her parents were gonna give them a car. She needed a car.
So that's why
you date my son, I'll give you a car. Right?
That's what misled me, but okay.
So she's trying to get this kid out of his shell, right?
Yeah.
And there's this one scene where she takes off all her clothes, right? And I was like, they're not going to really like show Jennifer Lawrence naked, right?
Yeah.
Are you putting on porn music?
No, it's just my phone. I thought I had it on vibrate.
Anyways, so they show her from the backside, and then she runs into the ocean, right, to go skinny dipping.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, fuck it. He's like, I'm going to fucking go in there too. So they're in the water, and some three teenagers roll up, and they see the clothes, and they see them in the water, and they start teasing them and stuff. And they thought it would be hilarious to steal their clothes, right?
Yeah.
So they pick up their clothes, and Jennifer Lawrence is yelling at them, right? Because she's not a good person in this movie. She ends up obviously being a good person, but she in the movie, she started out bad. So they try stealing her and the boys' clothes, right?
Yeah.
Fucking, and it's them, they show the scene where they're just walking down the beach, and then behind them, they show Jennifer Lawrence running out of the water to chase them, right?
Yeah.
And she was fully naked, and she ran these three kids down and kicked all of their asses while naked. And, like, there's a huge fucking fight scene where Jennifer Lawrence is naked, okay? And she's whooping the shit of all these teenagers, okay? And I fucking was like, holy shit! I looked at my wife, Jackie, I was like, did I just see that? It's like, was that Jennifer Lawrence just fucking whooping the shit out of, like barroom brawling these teenagers while she's naked? Like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I've never seen anyone like do like that hot whoop the shit out of some kid before. I was like, wow.
And not like, since.
She still looks great.
Not since Arnold in the Terminator, you know what I'm saying?
Right? And I'm like thinking to myself, yeah, exactly. And I'm like thinking to myself afterwards, I'm like, she's won like Academy Awards, and like this is a movie that was never gonna fucking blow up, and it was straight to Netflix, and they convinced her to fight these kids on the beach naked. And I was like, oh my God. So like, yeah, guys, if you really want an entertaining thing tonight, flip this movie on and tell your significant other, oh, I think this is a like one of those rom-com things, let's watch this, because for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, you get to see Jennifer Lawrence completely naked. So
there you go.
Ding ding. Oh God, I might rewatch that scene alone, dude. It was so fucking crazy.
I might fast forward just to that scene. Fuck the movie. So, I mean,
a third of the way into it. Just look for the part where they're down by the ocean. Okay.
Oh man.
Yep, it was good.
I just watched speaking of, well, I mean, I don't know movies, bad movies, but I watched I was, you know, late night staying up smoking my pen, and Central Intelligence, have you seen that one?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, yeah, like Kevin Hart's like a complete baby in the movie, and The Rock is at like fucking made, he was teased when he was in like high school.
Yeah, yeah. The like, Rock, the Jet,
in high school.
Yeah, Kevin Hart was the stud in high school, right. The Golden Jet. And the Rock was a nerd, yeah, yeah, and fat and stuff, and got, and now
and the Rock had the glow up.
Yes, exactly. And it's just funny, man. It's just a really like those movies. Kevin, I always forget how funny Kevin Hart is, man. Like, he's so fucking funny, dude. He's a hilarious dude.
He's funny. He's not a good person.
Oh, he's not a good person, you said?
Like, he's like beat his lady at one point, and like, oh, sometimes he's really hard to work with. I've read, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he's not like the greatest dad in the world, but he like loves playing dads in movies and stuff. And I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm like I see him like in a movie where he's the dad, and I'm like, this is so unbelievable. Like this, I don't believe Kevin Hart as the kind father in anything.
You know? Oh wow, I didn't realize that about him.
Oh yeah, dude, it's like here. What I love is bringing down your heroes, Ben. So
he's not a hero. I just think he's funny, but I don't know his I don't know really his history or anything. Nobody's good though. I mean, come on,
I'm like sure sex Tom, tapes.
I'm sure people have bad things to say about Tom Hanks. You know, somebody
cheated
out
on his wife.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like,
isn't it amazing though that people like that have like such success, right? It's like,
I mean, the one that kills me the most is why Mel Gibson. Anything Mel Gibson, I'm like, hard pass. So.
Oh, yeah. He came out looking very, very, very bad over those things.
I'm so mad. Like
how are the Lethal Weapon movies still, like, around? You know what I mean? Like, shouldn't they be told?
And like, well, before those movies, like, part of me is like, you know, like, I still love those movies, but I'm also like, he did grow up to be a raging asshole anti-Semite. So I'm like.
But was he before? Was he always?
His dad was. His dad was. So he was in.
No, the I know. But I mean, like, oh, okay. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. But then he fucking decided to make Passion of the Christ. And then he was like, let's roll. And he made a shit ton of money on that. I think he's trying to make the sequel. So. But
he's trying to make a sequel? Holy moly. I know they made a lot of money on that, but I thought in that
this time with more Jesus.
Double the Jesus.
More Jesus suffered for your sins, motherfuckers. Let's go. Cash grab. Come on. You know, but yeah, like you know, there was this. So, you know, and the type of movies I love, everybody seems to know what they are. And he was in this one movie called, like, Boss Mode or something. And I had fucking 20 people hit me up. Like, you gotta watch this movie. I'm like, Mel Gibson's in it. I'm like, I'm not gonna watch it. And they're like, well, he's only in it for a little bit. And I'm like, then they could have cast anybody if he wasn't that important. But they chose him. And what fucking killed me was that John Wick came out with, like, a prequel spin-off TV show called The Continental, right?
Oh yeah.
And it was on Peacock, and they fucking hired Mel Gibson to be the villain. And the fucking actor, the director came out and said, hey, you know, like, I don't know about what's been wrong with him, but he was just the right guy for the role, blah blah blah. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, dumb, bro. I'm like, you know, if you have to come out and make a public statement, right, where people say you cast this asshole and you're like, oh, but he's not an asshole. Like, I really liked him and I'm not that familiar with anything in his past. I'm like,
yeah.
I just don't know what kind of fucking hold he has over Hollywood where he still gets work and he's still just such a fucking prick.
Yeah, I don't understand. The news about
him is not that old, bro.
No, I know. That's what I was gonna. That's why I literally was just gonna say. It surprises me that somebody like that is, you know, still getting work. Maybe it's because he's like, I don't know what it is. I mean,
dude. And the thing is that like some people are like, oh well, you know, who else they're gonna get? Like, give anybody the opportunity, right?
Yeah.
You're passing on giving somebody the opportunity to show that they could do a good job and be exciting and fun. To cast Mel Gibson because you hope to sell a couple more tickets, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Fuck that. Like, you know, I think if somebody does that kind of shit, like I'm not saying you got to fucking cancel that person, but I am saying that like that person should not be in the public eye anymore. You know,
it's just surprising these days that they allow people, you know, the way people get canceled so quickly. But it seems like you just wait a few years and they're back in the limelight. You know what I mean?
Have you ever looked up like the criminal history of congressmen, right? And how many crimes they've either covered up, been accused of, being charged with? Like, just Congress alone is more scandalous than like the NFL.
Nothing's more scandalous than the NFL.
Bro, Congress is fucking, and it's both sides. They're all a bunch of assholes, man. They get fucking, like, dudes are fucking, there's guys right now who have bragged about having sex with minors, like human trafficking.
I know.
Like, murdering people, okay? Murdering people and covering it up, right? Like, dude, the list of crimes these fuckers have committed is insane.
It's been like that forever, bro. It's been like that forever.
Yeah, it has. It's like, dude, if you want to get rich and fucking commit crimes, get into Congress. You You gotta fucking be blatant about some shit to even get accused. Dude, they got a guy in Congress who fucking completely made up his entire history. And he's been scamming and cheating people since day one. And like fucking people are backing this guy like, oh, he ain't that bad. I'm like, you don't know this motherfucker. So I'm like, these people, like, look, Congress, fucking actors, like, look, if some fucking guy who's working at McDonald's has a sketchy history, as long as his burger's fine and I don't have to learn about it, fine. Right? But if he's going to be on my fucking TV or in my you know, shit, like, people are paying him to be there, what the fuck?
As long as he makes a good burger, we're okay.
Yeah, he makes a good burger and I don't have to hear about that shit, that's fine. Like, fucking... Just get it to a perfect medium rare. That's your role now, right? Can you make a medium rare burger?
Oh, geez.
You've served your time. Now you gotta, you know, serve society. Delicious burgers.
I'm getting hungry.
Where are you getting
hungry? We are all over the place.
Lunchtime where I'm at.
I wish it was. I mean, I haven't even had breakfast yet. It's like 9:15 here. It's like breakfast time. I got two things of bacon that I've been just sitting on in my fridge.
Ooh, what you gonna do with it?
I don't know.
Turn on the horny music. Yeah. Turn on. Wait, hold on. Before you tell me what you can do with the bacon, let me get this music queued up. Hold on. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about making what your mom told me about.
Hold on.
I know it's weird that I brought your mom up.
That's fine. I don't care. All right. Hold on.
Hi, this is Ron Jeremy. Hold on.
All right.
All right, tell me about this bacon.
Well,
Wait, the other song is better. Hold on. Is this it?
Oh yeah, that's big. So I got, first thing, I got two packs of thick cut bacon.
Mm.
I'm thinking about taking it, frying it up, getting it nice and hot,
juicy, sizzling,
juicy, and then I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna stretch it out. Oh. I'm gonna lay it on that pan.
Get it.
It's gonna be. The juices are gonna be dripping
all over your mouth,
all over my chin, your
fingers. Cutting board. We got woodworkers. Listen to this.
I'm gonna
touch your wood.
It's gonna touch my wood, and then I'm gonna take some pancake batter, and I'm gonna mix that batter up. I'm gonna stir it
with your fingers.
With my fingers.
Yeah, go on.
Then I'm gonna ladle the batter. I'm gonna scoop.
Is it gonna drip off the ladle?
It's gonna be dripping off the ladle.
Oh,
it's gonna sizzle.
To a hot sizzling black
hot coal. sizzling griddle.
Oh.
Griddle. What a great word, griddle.
Keep going. Don't stop. Hot honey is my safe word, so keep going.
Yeah. And then I'm going to make some pancake pops. I'm going to make some bacon pancake pops.
God, you fucking ruined it.
I know.
God damn it.
I know.
That's what Debbie awesome,
said. That's what Debbie says all the time.
That you ruined it?
You're so close. You ruined it.
You should stop bringing sandwiches to bed, bro.
Good.
Hey, girl, you want to split this hoagie?
A little pastrami. Who doesn't like pastrami and sex? You know what I mean? It goes together.
Dude, we should edit out the first fucking hour of this podcast and just go with the last 15 minutes. Oh, and by the way, people have been asking us to do another taco run. By the way,
I know, and dude, they also, I've had numerous of our patrons ask me where are their shirts, bro. So yeah,
I know, and guess what, when you put somebody like me in charge, this is what happens. Like, so. That's all of the Patreon cash sitting in fucking what is it? Patreon's account. I was like, what's the name of Patreon?
It's in a Swiss bank account now.
Yeah,
we're moving it around. We just keep moving it. That's all we're doing. We're just moving.
Don't make
it,
me do a Swiss accent because it sounds just like a German accent. The Swiss, mine Swiss.
All right, man. Let's get out of here. Wrap this up. Wrap it up.
People pay us to do this. They're called Patreons, and we'd like to thank them now. So, thank you to our beautiful Patreons. If you want to become a Patreon. We're adult themed, so good luck finding us, unless Ben puts it in the comment where to find us. But we could use your cash. We won't ever spend it. But thank you to Kyle Foote for the footwork woodworking in Ohio. Matthew Gerard from the Wooden Moustache, still giving free rides.
Dude, his wife got attacked by their cat last night.
What?
Yes, I was on the phone. I was there. Like right after it happened, he was came out of his garage into his garage and like he got on a phone call with me and Jason and JR. And yeah. Dude, he was covered in scratches and he said his cat jumped up and landed on his wife's face and like scratched her face up. Dude, cats are fucking vicious, dude. No, fuck cats, dude.
Dude, that's all I got to say. Did you like that video I sent you about, or the video I sent about fuck birds?
Yeah.
The fuck birds video?
Yeah.
Fucking chasing that guy around his living room.
Yeah, that was funny. I ain't friends with this bird anymore.
I get it, bro. Preach. Lee Oman from Oman Street. Big Mike Holm from Broken Lab Woodworks. Mike is everywhere. I keep seeing people thanking Mike for things. That is a good guy. Dave, One Grit Wirt. He doesn't comment on shit, but hey, he's still somewhere. Dave, get in the conversation. My mom, Elise Gelman, Tim from Turg Works, Dave the Thriller Miller. He's got a beard like a witch's cape.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
He's a spooky motherfucker. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Co. Hope he's doing all right. We need proof of life on that guy.
Yeah, Corey Billy. Stanley
from the Odyssey CNC. He just carved a pumpkin on his rotary CNC.
I saw that.
Yep. The unofficial lube of the podcast, Eric from Bumble Shoots. You know, he's going to be coming out with a sex lube soon.
Yeah.
That guy, my motherfucker, told me the craziest story, by the way, at Maker's Camp about him fucking him in a plane.
It's going to be called Up Your Bumble Shoots.
Yeah. Deep up in your shoots. Don't touch my shoots. That should be his new shirt.
Up your Bumble shoots.
Up your Bumble shoots. Dude, I messaged him the other day and I gave him an awesome idea for a shirt name. Now I can't remember it. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Oh, God damn it. Bumble shoots. Oh, yeah. No, I said he should make a shirt that just says Finisher. And he's like, I don't want to get sued by Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's finish him.
Yeah. Okay. Ellen from Orm Works. That's with an O. The Collinwood Canoe Company. Wait, did I already say some of these?
No.
Grant from Dad Crafted. And to be honest with you guys, if you've not checked out Grant's account in the last month or two, this haunted house he's making is fucking insane. Right?
Yeah.
Thank God. Like he went right. He kicked off this haunted house build with the Maker's Challenge. Cause he made a Stranger thing for it.
That tree.
Yep. Ryder Clark from Ryder Custom Creation. Your Canadian BFF, Jason Sullivan from JM Sullivan, Woodworks and Tool Bags. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. The fine folks.
Big Glue Up.
What?
I said Big Glue Up.
Yeah. Dude, his rap video was great.
Yeah.
Every time I think Instagram hates me, I just remember how it treats Kamani and Grant. So.
Dude, that's.
I bet you Kamani's got the highest engagement rate, dude, because fucking people love Kamani.
Yeah, Kamani's a man. He's the man.
Instagram's just like, we're still not going to show anybody your shit, bro. Yep. Good old fucking Instagram. The fine folks at PL Smith, Luke, Priscilla, and one and a half more.
Dude, did you see that sweet sculpture they made?
Yes, of that pregnant Luke made? Priscilla. Yes. Oh,
dude, that was so cool. So cool.
Dude, he is wildly talented. They both are.
Yeah, they are.
At WorkbenchCon, she drew a sketch of me talking to Grant on a menu, and I still have it. Otis from Pine and Elite Woodworks. He's got the energy of 15 trick-or-treaters all hopped up on sugar.
He's been getting after me this week. He's been going in hard on me this week. Otis, he keeps calling me old.
I mean, well, compared to him, you're fucking ancient.
Yeah, compared to him. Yeah, just remind you, I'm still the young one on the podcast. Thank you very much. I'm the young buck here.
I mean, like physically, though, mentally, you're fucking twice my age. It's like, first I got to deal with the clouds in the sky. Now you're telling me the clouds eating my emails? What the fuck?
Simple man. I'm a simple man.
Nip Brim from Nip Brim's Woodworking. Nip, let me tell you about Nip here for a second.
Yeah, let's talk about Nip for a second.
Okay. Nip, he keeps changing his name on our Patreon, right? So now Nip Brim's account name is The Jointery is the Best Podcast. So if you listen to another woodshop podcast, right? Just so you know, Nip Brim likes us better than you guys. So we're all winning the podcast wars.
Yeah, we're winning.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
And
it was
nice. Sidekick Pete.
It was nice of him to wear our shirt to Dan's house this week when he went over to Dan's house. I was like, that's awesome. That's so gangster, dude. I love it,
really,
Nip.
It really is. I just want him to keep throwing our podcast in their face.
I know.
And maybe we should make shirts, right? Not that we need to keep putting out things that we should do that we'll never get around to, but but we should make shirts that say Pete is my sidekick, because everybody knows on that podcast it's not 50-50. It's Dan's podcast and Pete's the sidekick.
So. Although Pete does way more of the speaking. Like I love that Dan has carved that niche for. I just listened to the latest episode with Lizzie, which if you guys haven't listened to that episode with them, that episode is awesome. Like Lizzie is, she's fucking amazing. She's so smart. House of Timbers, by the way, that's what I'm talking about. Dan, every 10 minutes, Dan will like say like two or three words. And that's it. And then the rest of the podcast goes. And I was like, Dan's got it figured out, man. He just shows up, says a few things. I mean, he's kind of playing my role.
Dude, I keep telling people this is your podcast, and I'm just a reoccurring guest. Like, if you've heard Ben's podcast, it's fucking great. I'm on it a lot. I'm on this podcast a lot. So
it's just an ongoing interview. It's a series.
I mean, there's like a 50-50 chance that if you did a couple extra joinery episodes without me in it, right, that I would notice. So, you know.
There might be.
Yeah. It'd be great. I flip it on one day and it's you and fucking Big Mike Holmes and you guys are talking about woodworking. I'm like, what podcast is this? Oh, it's the Jointery. Got it. Okay.
Season 3, dude. Look out. Me and Big Mike Holmes.
Yeah. Y'all want to talk about gravy? Let's talk about some gravy. I just picture Mike talking about gravy. All right, listen, I got like four more. All right, Judd, the Mountie from Nivens and Sons. I only have two more. Your apocalypse BFF, Justin from Campfire Woodworks, and the fine folks at M&T Woodworks, Tracy and Mac.
Yes. We should do a podcast.
It's Tracy that signed up, but we all know it's Mac listening, fucking making fun of everybody too. If I could count on anybody to be like, fuck that motherfucker, it's Mac. So
that's great. We could almost do our whole podcast just while you're doing the list. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should just start the podcast at the intro.
Dude, if we had like 50 fucking patrons, that would be the podcast.
I know. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just, have you heard them do their list of their patrons? That's it. That's the podcast.
Yeah. You guys want to know how many patrons we have? It's called math. Can you count?
All I know is we're making Dave Miller happy, because the longer the podcast, the happier he is. He tells me every time.
Oh, yeah?
We're hitting almost a buck minute, hour 25 here.
We're hitting it. I think like 45 minutes has just been rambling nonsense. But again, that's like most of our podcasts.
I was going to say, what's different? We nailed it. Another episode in the books, baby.
Yeah. That's it. All right, beef and stuff. Take it away, Tim.
All right.
No, seriously.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.